Okay, Boker Tov, good morning.
Good morning.
We are continuing. Today's daf is Daf Kav Zayin, Daf 27. We left off at the last few words on 26B, Kav Vav Amud Bet. Just a disclaimer, I am going to be away from this Friday until next Friday. So I don't think I'm going to be able to teach from Friday to through Thursday. So I just wanted to make a disclaimer. But today's class will be for the Refu'ah Shleimah V'Lachonim. Okay, we are on the last four words on the page on 26B. Amar Shemuel, Shemuel says, Yisa Adam Duma, Val Yisa Bat Duma. The Torah, the Gemara is giving us advice who a person should marry. So the Gemara says a person should marry a Duma, and should not marry the daughter of a Duma. What is a Duma? So Rashi says, a Duma is nit'anet v'nitberet b'fi kol al ne'ufea. And the Tosfot also says, sh'ma'lizin aleha b'na adam shehi mizana. So everyone is always talking about her, that she sleeps with other men, that she's somebody who sleeps around. So a Duma is like a woman who is she goes around, she sleeps around with other men. Right, so the Gemara is saying a person should marry a Duma and don't marry the daughter of a Duma. So the Gemara says, "Shezo ba'ami tipa keshera, vezo ba'ami tipa pesula." Because a Duma, she came from a pure drop. She became Tameh, but she came from a pure drop. Whereas a non-Duma, the daughter of a Duma, she came from an impure drop because she slept with someone and they had a child. Right, so he's saying, don't marry from that relationship. Marry from the Duma itself. Now, how can you say to actually marry the Duma herself? I mean, why would the Gemara be giving advice for you to marry somebody who is like a cheater? Right. So maybe an explanation could be, I'm just thinking of this on the spot, but maybe an explanation could be that it's not saying marry her while she's still a Duma. She was a Duma, right? And maybe now she's choseret v'tshuva, and now she's okay. So the Gemara is saying you can marry her. Don't marry one of her daughters or children. Why? Because they came from a non-pure drop. Maybe that could be an answer. But Rabbi Yochanan says, Isa Adam Bat Duma. He says, no, you should marry the daughter of a Duma. Val Isa Duma, don't marry a Duma. Why? Shezo omedet v'cheskat kashrut, v'zo ina omedet v'cheskat kashrut. Because the daughter of a Duma is standing in kashrut. She is not doing what her mother was doing. Whereas the mother is not standing in kashrut. She went and cheated and cheated and cheated. And so therefore, she became asura to the husband. Okay, Meitivei, the Gemara says, we have a contradiction. Nose Adam Duma. The Gemara is saying, marry a Duma. Amar Ava, v'tizbera, nose l'chatchila. Does it make sense? You should marry a Duma l'chatchila? Initially? Ela, it must say, im nasa. If let's say, this Duma and the Bat Duma are the only two women in the world, and you had an option, so if you marry, you have to marry one of them. So, tani nami Bat Duma, so you should also teach to marry the daughter of a Duma. I guess over here this goes against my answer that I said maybe she's a choser b'tshuva. Over here it sounds like no, it's only b'diavad. Obviously you shouldn't marry this Duma initially, but if a person has no other choice, then they should marry the Duma over the Bat Duma, if there's a choice between one or the other. But it's not that she's a choser b'tshuva.
But the girl is not guilty of it.
She's cheated.
The girl.
Okay. V'hilcheta isa adam Bat Duma, val isa Duma. And the halakha is, a person should marry the daughter of a Duma and not a Duma herself. The Tani Rav Tachalifa Bar Ma'arava, Kamed Rabbi Abau, he taught, Isha Mizana Banea Kesherin. If a woman cheats, the children are still kosher. Why? Rov Ba'ilot Achar HaBa'al. The majority of the times that she sleeps with someone is with her husband. She slept 100 times, 51 of them are probably with her husband, and so therefore it's probably from her husband. I'm not going to skip that, but it's a very, very important klal in halakha when it comes to a mamzer. Somebody cheated, and they come and say, look, this woman cheated from somebody else, right? And you can take a DNA test, and you can show that it's from someone else. But that person, that child now is a mamzer, he wants to come and marry a Jew. So there's different teshuvot, how Rav Ovadia Yosef was lenient in certain instances to permit someone who's a safek mamzer to be able to marry a Jew, because he says that Rov Beilot Acharabav, that we don't believe you. The majority of Beilot come from the husband. Who says you're a mamzer? So this is a very important klal. I'm just giving you the generality, but he writes lots and lots of deep teshuvot about this topic. Okay. Abaye Rav Amram, he has a question. Haita perutza biyoter mao. If she was even more parutz, she did a lot, she has a lot of pritzut. What's the law then? Rashi says, Shiyu banea kesherin. Do we still say her children are kosher? So Aliba demanda amar ein isha midaberet ele samuch levista. There's a machloket. According to the one who says that a woman only gets pregnant right before her period, that's when she ovulates. So lo tibayela. Then for sure it's not a question. Why? Dilo yadaba. The husband has no idea about that. Velo menatela. He's not going to guard her that she doesn't go out and sleep with somebody else right before she has her period. So what's the real question? Ki tibayela. The question is, aliba demanda amar, according to the opinion that says, ein isha mitaberet ela samuch letvilata. There's an opinion that says a woman only gets pregnant and ovulates before she goes to the mikveh, before tevilah. So the Gemara says, "My, what would you say then? Kivan de yadaba naturi menatela. Since the husband knows when she ovulates, then he's going to guard her and make sure you're not going sleeping with somebody else at this time. Or dilmar, perhaps kivan de prutza biyoter lo. No, maybe because she has so much pritzut, she's very sneaky, she's going to go and sleep with somebody else, anybody, anyway, and therefore you can't control her. The Gemara answers, take who? We don't have the answer. What would we would say about this type of woman? Ve'elu she'beit din rechulei. This is the beit din who they can warn. So the Gemara says, remember, Tanur Rabbanan, the Gemara says, ish, a man, malta mul amar ish ish, why does it say it twice? Lerabot eshet cheresh, ve'eshet shoteh, ve'eshet she'amum. It's coming to include the wife of a deaf person, the wife of a not 100% person, the wife of a person who is ill, has trauma, or shalach bala minidinat hayam, or let's say somebody's husband went away for business, v'shaya chavush beit asurin, or someone's husband was in jail. Shebeit din mekanin lahen leposlam mikdubatan. The beit din can warn those people's wives to make them pasul to the ketubah if they go and sneak around. So the Gemara says, "Yachol afla ashkotan." Is it possible you can even make them drink? Talmud lamar vehevia ish et ishto. No, the man has to bring his wife to drink, not the beit din. So it cannot be that the beit din bring them to drink. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, "Afla ashkotan." No, Rabbi Yossi says you can even warn them. The beit din can warn her in order to make her drink. Why? When the husband comes out of the jail, he can go and make her drink. He can give it to herself. What is the machloket between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakama? So the Gemara says, Rabbanan Savri, Bainan Vekine Vehevi. The Rabbanan holds, you need these two words, Vekine, he warned her, Vehevi, and he brought her, and it has to go together. The same person that warns her has to, meaning the husband that warns her has to be the one to bring her. So if the husband wasn't the one to warn her, then how can he bring her to make her drink? So the Rabbanan is of the opinion that the Beit Din can warn, but the husband cannot then come and bring her because he didn't warn her to drink. Rabbi Yossi says, Lo ba'inan mekine ve'evi. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you don't need to have that he warned her and he's the one who made her drink. The Beit Din can be the one to warn her, and he can be the one when he gets out of jail to bring her to come and drink. That's the machloken. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a beraita. It says in the pasuk, Asher tiste isha tachat ishah, that a woman goes astray of her husband. Lahakish ish ish leisha veisha leish. It's coming to make a connection between a man and a woman, and a woman and a man. Remember, a couple of days ago, I mentioned that there's going to be a connection between a man and a woman, and I said, I'm not going to spoil it for you. It's going to be later on. Right? And we're going to see on Daf Kaf Zayin. So this is that what it was referring to. This is coming here. So, Daf Kaf Zayin. So the Gemara says, what's the connection? L'may helcheta amar rav sheshet keshem she'im hu suma lo haya mashka. Just like if the man was blind, he wouldn't make her drink. Dichtiv, as the pasuk says, v'ne'elam me'ayne isha, that he went from the eyes, beyond the eyes of the husband, meaning the husband has to have eyes. So too, kach hi, im ha'ita suma lo ha'ita shota. If the woman was blind, she wouldn't drink either. If either of them are blind, there's no drinking. Also, Rav Ashi says, kashem shechigeret v'gidemet, Lo hayta shota. Just like a woman who is limping or missing a limb, she wouldn't drink, as the pasuk says, "Dichtiv ve'emid ha'ish." The Kohen has to stand the man in front of God, meaning she has to be able to stand. Right? And he puts the mincha on her hands, meaning she needs to have both hands, not missing a hand. So therefore, so too, just like when a woman is missing a body part or limping, then she doesn't drink. If the man was limping or missing a limb, he wouldn't make her drink. In the last case, more Baravashi Amar, Keshem she'ilimit lo hayita shota. Just like a mute person would not drink, Tichtiv ve'amira ha'isha amen amen. A woman who is mute cannot drink because she has to say amen amen to the curse that the guy is saying, to the Kohen is saying. So therefore, if she can't speak, she can't drink. Kachu, so to the man, imaya ilim lo haya mashka. If he was mute, he cannot be the one to make her drink. Okay, this is the end of the fourth perek, Hajana Lacharusa. Now we are starting the real difficult perek, the fifth perek, which is going to be Tuma and Tahara. The Mishnah is not so bad. The whole Gemara is not bad, it's great. But the Gemara, tomorrow's daf, is going to be beginning a lot of new concepts. It's very, very important concepts for all of Shas to know the Tuma and Tahara over here, even though it's not as practical today, but it's still very important. So the Mishnah begins, Keshem Shamayin Bodkin Ota, Kach Hamayin Bodkin Oto. Just like the waters check her, so too the waters check him. Who's him? Seemingly over here it's referring to the Bo'el, the guy who cheated, but it doesn't explain it over here, and the Rashi says it's going to explain in the Gemara. Right, Gemara Mefarashla. Shneimar, the Pasuk says, Uba'u, Uba'u. It says Uba'u twice. Keshem Sh'asura La'Baal, Kach Asura La'Bo'el. Just like she's Asura now to her husband, she's also Asura to the one she cheated with. Shneimar, Nitma'a. So it says an extra vav over here. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That extra vav, Rabbi Akiva says asura to both of them. Amar Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua says kachaya doresh Zechariah ben Akatzav. This is how Zechariah, the son of the Katzav, the butcher. This is how he would be doresh as well. Rabbi Omer. Rabbi says no. Shnei pa'amim amurim beparashah nitma'a venitma'a. Echad labal v'echad laboel. Rabbi says no. It's not because of the vav. It's because it says nitma'a twice. So that's why asura labal v'asura laboel. Bo bayom, that very day, darash Rabbi Akiva. What day was this? This is a very good question. Rashi says, in Masechet Berachot Daf Kafched Amud Aleph, Amrinan, they call Heicha Detani Bo Bayom. Anytime it says Bo Bayom, that very day, Hu Yom Shehoshivot Rabbi Elazar Menezariah Nesiut. It's the day that Rabbi Elazar took over the leadership. Shenitrabu Talmidim. There was many more students. Why? He allowed everyone to come into the Beit HaMidrash. Rabban Gamliel, who was the previous Nasi, he said, no, you have to have Tocho Kibaro, you have to be somebody who's really strong to be able to come into the yeshiva. He didn't let everyone in, and so there were people who weren't learning. So whenever Rabbi Lazar took over, all of the people came into the Beit HaMidrash, everyone started learning, there was much more Torah spread, and this is a very important Gemara. And on that very day, these derashot were made by Rabbi Akiva and his students and so on and so forth. So these are very important. It's a very important day, and these are very important derashot. So bo bayom, that very day, derash Rabbi Akiva. I think it's a mistake in the Gemara. The pasuk is pasuk. I don't know how they made a mistake. V'kol cheli cheres asher yipol mehem el techo kol asher betecho yitma. Any earthenware kli that a sheretz, a rodent, falls into, anything that's inside there would become tameh. Or yitma, would make things tameh. So, eino omer tameh, it doesn't say it'll become tameh, and the yitma, it will make things tameh. Le tameh acherim, that it's going to make other things tameh. So this is coming to teach us a din in Tuma and Tahara. Limed al kikar sheni, shemetameh et hashlishi. It's talking about, there's the way that Tuma and Tahara works, basically, is that anything an item touches, it receives impurity from that thing that it touches. So if, let's say, I go and touch a dead corpse, I would receive impurity of the level of the dead corpse. It brings it down to my level now. Now, if I go and touch someone, it brings it down a little bit of a lower level, a little bit of a lower level, a lower level, until there's no more tumah. So the same thing with the levels of tumah. There's rishon le tumah, the first level of tumah. There's sheni le tumah. If let's say the first level of tumah touches second level and it becomes a two. The two touches a third level, it becomes a three. So on and so forth as it goes through. And there's certain types of things that can become tameh at a certain level and certain things that don't become tameh at those levels. As we go through, the higher the level, the stronger the tum'ah. So the Gemara is saying, this is teaching us a kikar sheni, a second level tum'ah for a bread, loaf of bread, that touches something else, touches another item, would make that third item in the oven, let's say, tameh, as a shalishi, as a third level tumah. Amar Rabbi Yeshua says, "Mi galeh afar me'enecha Rabban Yochanan Zakai." Who is going to reveal your eyes, reveal the dust from your eyes, Rabban Yochanan? Why? Shaita Omer used to say, "Atid dor acher letaher kikar shalishi." That is going to be another generation that's going to permit a kikar shlishi, a third level tum'ah for a loaf of bread. Why? She'ein lo mikra min ha-Torah shu tameh. There's no pasuk from the Torah that says it's tameh. So someone would have came and permitted it. But v'ahalo Rabbi Akiva talmidecha, Rabbi Akiva, your student, mevi lo mikra min ha-Torah shu tameh. He's bringing a pasuk here that's showing that it's tameh. It's a proof. So she'ne'emar kol asher v'tocho itma'ah. The pasuk says anything inside will make tum'ah travel and go forward. Okay, so Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai was the Rebbe of Rabbi Akiva. Okay, that's important to know. Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai was the Rebbe of Rabbi Akiva. Bo bayom, that very day, Darash Rabbi Akiva. That same day, Rabbi Akiva made a drasha. It says in the pasuk, "Umadotem mechutz la'ir et pe'at kedma alpaim be'ama." You measure from outside the city, from the north towards the north, 2,000 amot. Every ama, again, an ama is from the elbow to the top fingertip. It's about a foot and a half. Usually, okay. Umikra acher amar. There's another pasuk that says mikir ha'ir, from the wall of the city, v'chutza, and outside elef amas aviv, 1,000 amot. So hold on. Iev shalomar elef amah shikvar neimar alpaim amah. You can't say it's 1,000 amot because we already said in the other pasuk it's 2,000 amot. V'iev shalomar alpaim amah, but you can't say it's 2,000 shikvar neimar elef amah because you already said it's 1,000. Which one is it? Is it 1,000 or 2,000? So the gemara brings two different opinions. Hakitzad. How is it so? Elef amah migrash ve'alpaim amah tchum shabbat. It's 3,000 amot total. The first 1,000 amah is field, and these are part of the lands that were given to the Leviim, the Pesukim are talking about. So this part of the field was open land that was given to the Leviim. Ve'alpaim amah tchum shabbat, and the 2,000 amot afterwards is something called tchum shabbat. What's tchum shabbat? Tchum shabbat is you're not allowed to go travel more than 2,000 amot outside of your city. Right, so I know sometimes people say, "Oh, I can walk from here all the way to there." There's a limit on how far you can walk on Shabbat, also, right? There's a tchum. So outside your city, you have 2,000 amot. Past that, you're not allowed to walk on Shabbat. So that's what he was referring to in this pasuk. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yosef Rabbi Yossi Agili Omer, he says, "Elef amah migrash, 1,000 amot is field, open land. Ve'alpaim amah sadot uchramim, and included in that 1,000." is another 1,000, but it's sadot and kramim, it's fields and vineyards. Meaning, he says, it's not 3,000 total, it's 2,000. The first 1,000 is open field. The second 1,000, with the first 1,000, is included, is 1,000 of, is fields and vineyards altogether. So he says, it's not 3, it's 2. Bo bayom, that very day, Darash Rabbi Akiva made another Darasha. Az yashir Moshe v'nei Yisrael deshira azod ladunai v'yomeru lemor. Sounds familiar? As Yashir, right? So he says, "She'ein Talmud Lamar Lemor." Why does it say Lemor at the end of the pasuk to say? Umat Talmud Lamar Lemor. Why does it say that? Melamed Shahayu Israel Onin Shira Acharav Shel Moshe Al Kol Davar VeDavar Kikorin Ta'alel. It's coming to teach us that the Jewish people, when they were on splitting the sea, when they were going through singing As Yashir, they were answering the Shira after Moshe on every single part of the song that he was singing. Like you sing Halal. Right? So we're going to see in the Gemara what this is referring to exactly. Lekach ne'emar lemor, that's why it says lemor. Rabbi Nechemiah omer, Rabbi Nechemiah says, no. Kekorin et Shema, velo kekorin et Halal. No, they would repeat after like you do in Shema, and not like you do for Halal. What's the difference? The Gemara is going to explain what the difference is between repeating for Halal or repeating for Shema. The Gemara brings one more topic. Bo bayom darash Rabbi Yeshua ben Hurkanuz. That day, that same day, remember that same very day, you see how much Torah was spread on that day. If you just open up your arms and let more people come into the yeshiva, more people will learn Torah. So he says that very day Rabbi Yeshua was Doresh, Lo Avad Iyov et HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ela Me'ahava. Iyov, who had a very, very difficult life, many of his children died, he had a very difficult life, he only served God from love. It was all from love. Shneimar's pasuk says, "Henik teleni lo ayachel." Even if I get killed, even if they kill me, I will still yearn for God. V'adayin adavar shakul, but we still don't understand why it's still not clear, because it says lo is lo with a vav or lo with an aleph. Lo with a vav means him. Lo with an aleph means no, not. So if it's lo with a vav, he's saying, I yearn for him. If it's lower than Aleph, then he says, I don't yearn for him. You understand? It's completely opposite. So the Gemara is saying, Lo ani metzapeh, o eini metzapeh. Am I yearning for God or I'm not yearning for God? Which one is it? That's why it's another pasuk, Ad ekva lo asir tumati mimenu, mimeni. That until I will die, says, once I'll die, says, I will not cast off my tamness, my perfectness, the way I am with God, I will not let it go no matter what. Melamed she me ahava asad is teaching us, he did it from love. Amar Rabbi Yeshua says, Mi gale afar me enecha Rabban Yochanan Zakai, who is going to lift the dust over your eyes, Rabban Yochanan, who's in the grave? Says, Shaita o Doresh, you used to say, Kol Yamecha, your whole life, Shalo avad Yov et hamakom ela meyira, that Yov only served Hashem from fear. Shneimar ish tam v'yashar yireh Elohim v'sar mera. He was a perfect person, feared God, and he didn't do evil. V'hallo Yehoshua talmid talmidecha limed she'me'ahava asa. Your student, Rabbi Akiva's student, Rabbi Yehoshua, he taught that Yov served Hashem from love, not from fear. So who's going to reveal your eyes to be able to see something like this? An interesting question over here I had on this, just this end part of the Mishnah, is... Previously, when we said, who is going to reveal your eyes to see what Rabbi Akiva said, we called him Rabbi Akiva. Called him Rabbi. He's your student, but we called him Rabbi. Over here, who is going to reveal your eyes? Because your student's student, Yehoshua, teaches that Yov served Hashem from love. Why didn't it say Rabbi Yehoshua? He's a Rabbi. Okay, so maybe a couple answers you could give. Just number one, maybe he wasn't a Rabbi yet. I'm just referring to this, but that's hard to say because it says Bo Bayom Darash Rabbi Yehoshua, so you can't really say that. Or maybe you can say that when you're referring to a person's grand Rebbe, person's Rebbe's Rebbe, maybe it's not polite for a person to upkeep himself as a Rebbe in front of him. Meaning, you know, it's like the common example: someone's Rebbe is sitting in the room, and his student walks in, but he's also a Rebbe. His Rebbe doesn't, you know, it shouldn't stand for a student. It's not, you know, it's not proper. He's giving kavod to someone who he taught. It would diminish his honor. So maybe he's trying to exploit that maybe even more and show the importance of showing a grand amount of respect for one's Rebbe, but even more so his grand Rebbe. I don't know, maybe that could be in it. So we're going to stop there for today. A quick 1 minute recap. We started on the daf by saying a person should marry, machloket, but some say you should marry a duma, a woman who's parutz. Some say, no, marry the daughter of a duma. So that was the machloket we had. Then we said, Beit Din can warn to all of these different for all of these different people. The Gemara said, machloket, is it only to make them lose the ketubah, or even to make her drink? That was the machloket that we had. Then, as we got to the Amud Bet, we started by a new Mishnah, a new parak. And the new parak was saying, just like the waters make check her, they check the boil. Just like the waters make the Baal Asur, they make the boil Asur. They make everybody Asur. And then we had this Bo Bayom, this very day that Rabbi Elazar and Azariah became the Nasi, and they led everyone into the Yeshiva. There was a lot more Dirashot. Rabbi Akiva was Doresh, Rabbi Yeshua was Doresh, and they were teaching many different teachings that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe, would teach, and then they were opening up his eyes to show, wow, there's actually much more. We can learn much more proofs and sources for all of this. So, for example, the example of Tum'ah, then the example of singing the Azir Shir, they would sing it like Halel or like Kriyat Shema. And the last part of the daf was, did Iyov serve Hashem out of love or out of fear? Rabbi Yehoshua said, out of love, I'll show you proof. And Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's whole life was saying out of fear. So this is what he was saying, that it was really out of love. Baruch Adonai L'Olam, Amen.